A very pleasant good evening from West Ottawa High School. It's high school basketball action on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. It's an OK Red Division showdown between the Granville Bulldogs and the West Ottawa Panthers. Subbing for Greg Chandler, who, along with his family, are in our thoughts and our prayers as his visitation for his father, who had passed away in Downriver, Detroit, is this evening. My name is Gary Stevens. Lindsay Michaels back in our studios. We apologize for some issues that happened that beyond our control, but we are A-OK and happy to bring you this action between the Granville Bulldogs and the West Ottawa Panthers. It's the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. This is the rematch of a meeting 3 weeks ago in Granville, which West Ottawa won 58-44. And on the route to a 7-5 start in the first year, Coach Tabella making the move north from Holland. And the Panthers are 3-2 in the OK Red after defeating conference leader East Kentwood at the home of the Falcons Wednesday night, 51-47. It's been a tough season, a second season for Sam Cornett guiding the Granville Bulldogs. His team is 0-9, 0-4 after losing at East Kentwood on Tuesday by a score of 78-53. We'll take a close look at the Bulldogs when we return. This is the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Back to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. I'm Gary Stevens. We're at West Ottawa High School for the OK Red game between the Panthers and the visiting Granville Bulldogs. As we mentioned at the outset, it's been a tough year for Sam Cornett already in year number two, still looking for his first win at the 10-game mark of the season. And 0-4 on the campaign. It's been a rough season for the Granville Bulldogs. And Coach Cornett told me before the game, admittedly, the program has to have a lot of work done on it, especially in the middle school levels, to be able to develop talent and to be able to develop consistency in the program. And it's going to take a little more time before his team can be competitive in the OK Red. As we mentioned, the Bulldogs lost at East Kentwood 78-53. And their leading scorer on the season has been Josh Hamm, who popped in 12 points against East Kentwood. And Alex Bischoff, who had 19 points in the game at East Kentwood to pace the attack for the Granville Bulldogs this season. Bischoff had 19 points at home in the loss to East Kentwood. But it's really a Bulldog program that if they can get a couple of wins, be able to build something for future years. But again, this is a work in progress, and it's going to take more than one season to turn things around at Granville. It's also a work in progress at West Ottawa. And we'll talk about Steve Windemiller's team when we return. This is the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. I'm Gary Stevens, counting down to the tip-off of an OK Red game between the Granville Bulldogs and the host West Ottawa Panthers. Steve Windemiller made the move from Holland High to West Ottawa this year. He inherited a program from Jeff Van Fossen that he admitted is going to need a lot of work, similar to what Granville had, though not in as dire of situation as what Sam Cornett is facing over with the Bulldogs. But Coach Windemiller has been pleased with the fact that his players have responded to the things he wanted to install in the program. And the report card of 7-5 and 3-2 is very good for what he wants to do. But he says it'll be about a year or two before he feels his team can compete with East Kentwood, Rockford, and the elite of the OK Red. Stanley Brown might be getting the call tonight as a starter. And it might not be a bad thing because Brown is coming off a 15-point performance in the win at East Kentwood. He might be stepping in for Caleb McNitt. McNitt, who did not play in the game against East Kentwood, he's nursing a little bit of a knock, would be the starter if he is healthy if he passes the late fitness test. But Stanley Brown, no slouch there. P.J. Trammell is the leader of the Panthers. The 5'9 senior is averaging double figures this season, including a 17-point performance on Wednesday night. And he had 19 points in the win here against Muskegon Catholic Central. West Ottawa has won the last five games of this series, including that 58-44 win 3 weeks ago in Granville, in which Caleb McNitt had 14 points and Trammell had 14 points and Trammell had a dozen. But the last time Granville won was in this building back on the 7th of March of 2011. The Bulldogs beat the Panthers 55-41 in a state Class A district game. Ben Lanning had 15 points to lead the Bulldogs. Jordan Myrick had 20 in his last game in West Ottawa, black and white. So the Panthers look to continue their success against the Granville Bulldogs. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starters as you are listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. This upcoming broadcast is made possible by authority granted by West Ottawa Public Schools and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of West Ottawa Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. This announcer has been selected and is employed by Midwest Communications. This is one of three doubleheaders, girls-boys doubleheaders in the OK Red tonight. The other ones are up in Grand Haven as the Buccaneers host East Kentwood, and out in Hudsonville as the Eagles are entertaining the Rockford Rams. Coming into tonight's action, East Kentwood at 4-2 as the top of the conference by one game over Hudsonville and a half game on West Ottawa at 3-2, Hudsonville at 3-1. West Ottawa at 3-2, Grand Haven at 2-2, Rockford at 2-3, and Granville at 0-4. The girls' game played earlier before this one saw West Ottawa girls continue their perfect run in the conference, going to 6-0 and 12-3 overall, with a 52-37 win over Granville as Molly Borgman scored 14 points for the Panthers, offsetting a 13-point performance from Carolyn Streeter of the Lady Dogs. So this is one of eight matchups for boys and seven doubleheaders with girls boys doubleheaders along the lake shore tonight. The other ones, Holland at Byron Center, Hamilton versus Holland Christian at the Civic Center, Zealand East at Muskegon, Unity Christian at Zealand West, Saugatuck at Fenville, Calvary at Fruitport Calvary, and the only single game tonight, Black Rivers boys are at West Michigan Lutheran, West Black Rivers girls are taking the night off. Other than that, everybody else is active on this 7th day of February. We have three more weeks of regular season play left before we go to March Magic. And that has been the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC Holland's hometown sports station and WHTC.com. I'm Gary Stevens, and as both teams are being introduced, we will be back to give you the starting lineups and get going here. West Ottawa and Granville, boys basketball is next on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and the O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Station's Midwest Communications. We are getting to two. We are having the elongated introductions tonight because the players for the Panthers, who normally they wear the white home jerseys with black numerals here at West Ottawa. But tonight, in the special cancer game tonight, the team is playing in violet or purple jerseys tonight with white numerals and trim, and West Ottawa and Granville will be in their home whites with maroon numerals and trim. So let's give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the Granville Bulldogs, under coach Sam Cornett, his son Todd, a 5'11 senior, will be one starter. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Alex Bischoff, a 5'10 junior. Up front, will be 6'3 senior Josh Hamm, 6'4 junior Noah Johnson, and 6'3 junior Patrick Pearson. For the West Ottawa Panthers under coach Steve Windebeller, he'll be starting 5'8 junior Jonell Williams and 5'9 senior P.J. Trammell in the backcourt, with 6'2 junior Houston Bedford and 6' senior Jared McNitt in the forwards. And at center will be 6'6 senior Stanley Brown. So it is Williams, Trammell. Excuse me there. I had to get a cough and didn't have the cough button on. Apologize. So Williams and Trammell, Bedford, Jared McNitt, and Stanley Brown, the five on the floor. And for Steve Windemiller in the black vest and the light purple shirt tonight, sort of opposite color coordination to his coaching counterpart, Sam Cornett, who is wearing one of the Purple Power T-shirts that have been sold here at West Ottawa High tonight with the black turtleneck underneath. So both coaches showing their support for tonight's benefit as well. We got a good crowd on hand talking with the athletic director Pat Marsman before the game. He's expecting a crowd of about 1,200 to 1,500 for this game. West Ottawa High's facility can seat about 2,200 when completely full, and he's expecting about two-thirds of a house tonight for the purple-out game. He says not as popular as the pink-out game earlier in the campaign, but it is growing in popularity here at West Ottawa High School. We have a special Saturday afternoon high school basketball game coming up for you on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We'll be at the Howland Civic Center because it's a makeup game from all of the snow outs we've had earlier. OK Green Battle Showdown, and it's the battle for bragging rights in the Tulip City as the Holland High Dutch play in their old ancestral home, which is now, of course, once again, the home of Holland Christian Maroon Basketball. So it's the Dutch against the Maroon Platoon. We'll be on the air at 4:10 from the Civic Center tomorrow afternoon here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And then Tuesday night, Greg Chandler will be back in the saddle. He better be, because I have to work over in Saugatuck. He'll be right back here at West Ottawa High School for the game between the Panthers and the visiting Grand Rapids Christian Sailors. Christian Crusaders will be on the air at 6:40 p.m. It's time now for the tip-off, presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat that offers drop-off laundry service. Panthers will be moving from south to north or right to left on your radio dial or your internet screen. Our referee, Lowell Winnie, has the ball in his hands. He steps between Stanley Brown and Patrick Pearson, ready for the tip. The tip almost controlled by Granville, knocked out of bounds by Jonell Williams, who almost stole the tip away from Granville. So the possession arrow will go. Well, the arrow saying it's going to the Bulldogs, and that's exactly what it's going to be. Granville will have the arrow on the possession. But it's a steal by Williams at midcourt. He'll drive and score, and he's fouled. Jonell Williams picked the pocket of Todd Cornett, drove and scored, and is fouled. So Williams opens the account. Foul, I believe, is on Cornett. Having a problem with the scoreboard here. Yes, it is on Cornett. Williams at the free throw line, bricks the free throw. But he gets the offensive rebound, a deep one. Triple left side from Brown. Goes off the backboard, off the back of the rim, then over the backboard, out of bounds. So it's a 2 points off of that first turnover against the Bulldogs. So they are already behind the eight ball, 2-0, and we've only played 32 seconds of the first quarter. Man-to-man defense being employed by West Ottawa. It's Pearson. Left side for Bischoff. Between the rings, Todd Cornett trying to do some work against Jonell Williams. Knocked it away from Cornett at midcourt. Back into the backcourt. And again, Williams with another turnover. He kicks it forward to Jared McNitt. Gets the give and go with P.J. Trammell. McNitt can't complete the basket, but he does draw contact and a foul. Johnson with the foul. two possessions, two turnovers already for Granville. Foul line left, Jared McNitt. Right-handed shot, drops the first. And the problems of Todd Coronet has necessitated his father replacing him with 5'11 junior Corey Palmer. So Palmer makes his first appearance. 58 seconds into the game. Second free throw coming for McNitt, trying to make it a 4-0 game. He does. 4 points off of two turnovers already. Over the timeline is Bischoff. Trying to work. Gets into the left side. Triple try from Palmer. No good. Long rebound snatched away by P.J. Tremel. Left side for Brown. Brown trying to go through a double team. Kicks it back out from Bedford. Bedford low post, high post, right jumper. No. Rebound snatched away. Bischoff for Granville. Right side for Noah Johnson. Johnson in the lane. Puts it up. No. Draws contact. And a foul, says George Friday. Brian Hall is the third man in the striped shirt tonight. The foul will be on Jared McNitt. First for Jared. And the first on the night for West Ottawa. So foul line right will be Noah Johnson. Did not figure in the scoring in the Tuesday night loss. His season high, 8 against Northview. He had 7 in the first meeting against the Panthers 3 weeks ago. Shooting into the black hole. That's wearing purple tonight, and he misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Trying to open Granville's scoring account on this Friday night. Second for Johnson, dropping. So Noah gets the first point of the game for Granville. It's 4-1 West Ottawa. We played a minute and a half. Between the rings, Trammell. Right side for Brown. Bulls down the right baseline. Partially blocked from behind and taken away by Corey Palmer. Palmer with a very good move there. Back the other way. Bischoff. Low post. Trying to move around as Josh Hamm cannot do it. Brown cleans glass for West Ottawa. Back the other way. Trammell. Right side. Man-to-man defense employed by Granville. Trammell. Into the right corner, Brown, inside the arc. He'll take a jumper from there. No, rebound snatched away. Bischoff for Granville. Bulldogs down 3, and they got the basketball. Bischoff, having problems with the dribble, almost stolen away by Tremel. He covers, though. Bischoff dribbles it between the rings. Right side now for Palmer. Into the right corner for Pearson. Between the rings for Johnson. Left side, Bischoff drives the baseline, kicks it back into the right side for Palmer. Triples from the right side. Front of the rim, no. Rebound snatched away. Brown for West Ottawa. Back the other way, a little bit far on the pass to Trammell. But it cannot be saved by Johnson as it hits the baseline and out of bounds, saving a turnover for West Ottawa. 5:27 to go in the first quarter. 4-1 West Ottawa with the lead against visiting Granville. Baseline left inbounds will be P.J. Jonell Williams. It's an in for Jared McNitt in the left corner. McNitt drives back out. Bedford to Brown. Right side, Williams. Drives to baseline, kicks it to the left side for McNitt. Nothing there, so he'll pull it back. Granville being very alert defensively right now, trying to keep their feet in the situation right then. And we're going to get a 5-second call as McNitt does not advance the ball in time. First turnover against West Ottawa tonight. It'll be inbounded by Pearson. 4-1, West Ottawa with the lead, but Granville with the basketball. We've played 3 minutes of the first quarter. Over the timeline is Bischoff. Taking it outside for Hamm. Bischoff, left side, drives through two defenders. His pocket was picked, though. P.J. Trammell's got a turnover against Granville, their third. And Trammell takes it all the way to the hole and scores. P.J.'s first two, 6-1. Three turnovers, and another turnover, and a score by Jonell Williams. 4 turnovers, 8 points, and Coach Sam Cornett says, I want to talk things over. 4:30 to go in the first quarter, and it's already 8-1 West Ottawa. It's a timeout. Presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. at Jackie's Place Restaurant on Chicago Drive between Holland and Zeeland. Lindsay Michaels and our producer handing the board back in our studios. My name is Gary Stevens. No, I'm not on the wrong station, and I'm not in Fenville. Saugatuck Indians have their Derby game against the Blackhawks. But it is high school basketball tonight as West Ottawa is hosting Granville in an OK Red showdown. And the difference in this game, Granville has committed four turnovers, and West Ottawa has made them pay with 8 points. That means they've cashed in all of their points and made their guests pay on each one of their turnovers, West Ottawa with just one. Jonell Williams has been very active defensively with steals and 4 points leading the way for West Ottawa. The full 60-second timeout has been called by Sam Cornett, the Granville coach. He'll bring his freshman son, Sam Cornett, into the game. He's 6'3". He inbounds the ball to Alex Bischoff. Bischoff between the rings for Palmer. Outside for Josh Hamm. Bischoff, as they're trying to find something open with the weave. Left side for Hamm. Goes to the left baseline, loses the control of it. And out of bounds. Turnover number 5 against the Bulldogs. And looking to the skies is coach Sam Cornett. Over the timeline, P.J. Tremble drives left side through two defenders. Puts it up, flies it in. P.J. Tremble with 4. 10-1. West Ottawa with the lead. 5 Granville turnovers has led to 10 West Ottawa points. Every one of them. We're halfway through the first quarter. Into the front court. Alex Bischoff for Granville. Sam Cornett Jr. on the left side for Palmer. Between the rings, Johnson. Right side, Bischoff. Johnson into the right corner, trying to get around McNitt. Through two defenders, puts it off glass. No, drop the basket. He does get the foul. Draw the contact and the basket, and he'll go to the line. The foul is on Jonell Williams, his first, second against the Panthers. And so, Noah Johnson, who's got all 3 points for Granville, will go to the foul line right. Now the question, the scorer's table wanted a clarification on the fact that it was a foul on the act of shooting. Johnson converts the 3-point play. It's now 10-4, horn sounds, and the officials did not realize that Todd Cornett was ready to check in, and he'll replace Noah Johnson. So Todd Cornett was at his pocket, picked a couple times already, back in the lineup for Granville. 3:43 to go, third, first quarter. West Ottawa with the lead. Over the timeline, P.J. Tremble drives to the right side, cross-court pass to McNitt. And that's Jarrett. Into the lane, puts it off glass, no. Rebound capped up by Brown, no good. Rebound, Bischoff for Granville. Dogs down 6 and trying to work, cutting to the deficit. Sam Cornett, the freshman, 6'3", and playing point guard. But Sam, his dad likes to look to him. Left side, Josh Hamm. Fade away. Off the top of the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound grabbed off P.J. Tremble. Front floor, Casper Jonell Williams. Too far. He'll go almost up the stairs of the bleachers on the left side to try to retrieve it. Can do so. Second turnover against West Ottawa. Over the timeline, Bischoff will walk it. Facing the man-to-man defense of the Panthers. Clad in purple tonight for this cancer awareness game. Here's Bischoff. Drives right side. Off of the glass. No. Rebound. Hamm jumped over the back of P.J. Tremble. And that's exactly what the call will be. Hamm picks up his first 3 fouls now on the Dogs. Patrick Pearson returns for Granville. First substitutions for West Ottawa. Tony Sock, the 5'8 junior, enters the lineup. So too does Braden Carl, the 6'4 junior. They will join Bedford along with Jared McNitt and the man with the basketball, P.J. Tremble, on the floor for the Panthers. Left side, Jared McNitt, trying to work on the man-to-man defense. Right side, Tremble. McNitt triples from the left side. Got it from the left side! Jaron McNitt with 5. The lead is 9 at 13-4. West Ottawa with the lead. Granville with the basketball. Todd Cornett between the rings. Corey Palmer. Right side, Alex Bischoff. Left side for Sam Cornett Jr. Gives it for Pearson. Inside the arc. He'll dribble it out to Bischoff. He'll drive inside through two defenders. Puts it off. Blasting in. Good drive by Bischoff. Alex's first 2. 13-6, 7-point lead for West Ottawa in the basketball. 1:57 to go first quarter. Trammell between the rings. Left side for Pearson. P.J. Jared McNitt will pick up the basketball, and as he tries to work his way around Pearson, Pearson got a hand out and pushed him. First foul on Patrick's third, fourth now on the Bulldogs. And Noah Johnson returns to give Corey Palmer a rest. So it's Sam Cornett, Todd Cornett, along with Pearson, Johnson, and Bischoff for Granville. Ben Smith, a 6'1 senior, comes in to give Houston Benford a break for West Ottawa. They'll inbound off of the sidelines. Here is Trammell to the left corner. Flips it up for Carl. Cross-court pass to Sock. Tony pulls it back out now for Braden Carl. They'll reset the offense. Tony Sock. Dribbles on the right side. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Nobody is helping him. And then finally Ben Smith comes to his rescue. He's two-time. Pulls it back to Sock. Smith in the right corner. Drives right baseline. Through two defenders. Puts it off. Cross it in. Nice move there by Smith. Ben's first two. 15-6. 15-6. West Ottawa with the lead. And the basketball is Granville's. Knew I was going to put the saw on there one time in the broadcast. Sam Cornett Jr. on the left side. To the lane. Fade away. Front of the rim. No. Deflected rebound. Save Braden Carl for West Ottawa. Sock over the timeline. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Jared McNitt flips it to Ben Smith. Triples from left side. Got it from the left side. Ben Smith with five. The lead is a dozen at 18-6. Ben Smith has already got a season high of five. He had two in a game earlier against Muskegon Catholic Central. Sam Cornett, 32 seconds to go, first quarter. Granville's down a dozen. High post right. Todd Cornett's jumper is good. Todd's first two. 18-8, 10-point lead for West Ottawa. And whistle blows. And one of the toys that was thrown by one of the game's sponsors rolled its way onto the floor. That enables Sam Cornett to dash one of his players in. Looks like Leland Verberg, a 6'1 junior, is coming in. No, it can't be him. He's a little smaller than that. It was one of the JV players, and we don't have a name for him. Hopefully he was in the books. 8 seconds to go. Right side, Jared McNitt to the foul line. Dishes a nice feed. Shot was blocked as Braden Carl tried to get it. He gets his rebound back. But as he dishes it out to Tony Sock, the horn sounds. First quarter is over. Solid quarter for West Ottawa. They capitalize on turnovers early, and they lead by 10. West Ottawa 18, Granville 8. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We'll begin the second quarter with West Ottawa inbounding the basketball, leading by 10, 18-8. 4 points for five points for Ben Smith, and Jared McNitt leading the way for the home team. 4 points for Noah Johnson for the Bulldogs. Moving right to left is the Panthers, and McNitt gets it inside for Ben Smith. Can't find anybody open. They pull it back to Tony Sock. Right side McNitt. Triple from the right side. Round and off. Rebound. Matched away Ben Smith. McNitt. Trammell. High post left. Braden Carl back to Trammell. Triple from the left side. Rin and out. And as Smith tried, Braden Carl tried to get the offensive rebound. He got pushed in the back by Patrick Pearson. Second foul for Pearson. First player with more than one foul on either side. And Sam Cornett will replace Pearson here. P.J. Trammell and Braden Carl. Jared McNitt and Brendan Smith. Tony Sock, the five on the floor for the Panthers, as they'll inbound offensively. Deep inbound over the head of Sock, who had to go into the backcourt to get it with some pressure from Todd Cornett. He will dribble around Cornett with good speed. Right side, Ben Smith. Through two defenders, lays it up, lays it in. Ben Smith with seven already. The lead is now 12 at 20-8. Second time that West Ottawa has enjoyed a dozen-point advantage on their OK Red visitors. Bischoff. Trying to back pass into the foul line. Around two defenders. Spins, and he walked. He took one too many steps. Turnover number 6 for Granville. The previous 5, they've been punished with West Ottawa baskets. Stanley Brown, Jonnell Williams returns for West Ottawa to give a break for a couple of players. Over the timeline is Williams. Dishes it in the lane for Ben Smith. The shot is no good. Rebound offensive. Brown can't get it. Second time for Brown. He does. Persistence for Stanley Brown. His first 2 of the game. The lead is 14-22-8. The biggest advantage for West Ottawa. They have never trailed. Sam Cornett inside the ring. Pulls it back. Was faked the shot. Almost did a little south side shuffle there. But got the ball down to dribble before he would have been called for a travel. Cornett in the no man's land in the lane. Has to kick it back out for Alex Bischoff. Bischoff trying to spin around B.J. Trammell. And as he tried to dish it out, he did shuffle the feet, says referee Brian Hall. Turnover number 7. And I think that Bischoff just got teed up. Bischoff. Will be sitting down after that one. He picks up his first foul as he got the tee. Until we're getting later in the year. Early in the year, you don't get technicals. You just don't see that many technicals. We had a couple in our Saugatuck game Tuesday night. And, in fact, in the girls' game, Coach Kevin Tringali of the Indians got sent off with 2 tees. First of 2 free throws for Jared McNitt drops. This will be points off turnovers. Second one doesn't go. So that's the first time they've not capitalized on points. They've given up points on turnovers. Let me explain. Granville has 7 turnovers. Almost maximized by West Ottawa. 13 points off of 12, off of 7 turnovers for West Ottawa. And it make it 15 as a drive and a score by Trammell on a driving layup. He's got 6. 25-8. West Ottawa with the lead. Sam Cornett at midcourt through 2 defenders. Kicks it off left side for Ham. Drives, misses on the driving layup. Rebound the other number 5. That's Stanley Brown for West Ottawa. Over the timeline, P.J. Trammell. Brown, he wants to triple from the left side. Rings off. Rebound McNitt. Had the ball knocked away from him. He recovers, but he's two-time. Needs some help. Ball lost out of bounds. Last touch by Sam Cornett of Granville. It has been a solid start for the home team. And scuffling again for Sam Cornett's Bulldogs. They're winless at 0-9. They're staring at an 0-10 start. And they're down 17-25-8. Inbounds to a wide open Williams, but his shot was partially blocked. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Williams. He thought he got bumped by Todd Cornett as he was trying to put the inbound in the basket. No call forthcoming. Bulldogs are down 17 with 5:18 to go first half. Inside the right side arc, jumper by Todd Cornett, no good. Rebound Stanley Brown for West Ottawa. Over the timeline, Trammell through 2 defenders, still with the dribble. Dribbles right side, through the lane, puts it off glass, no! Draws contact and a foul. Panthers not afraid to go for the basketball, not afraid to take it to the hoop. Drawing the second foul on Noah Johnson. He and Patrick Pearson each with 2 fouls. The bonus light goes on, but it's a 2-shot foul in this situation. As P.J. Trammell foul line left, West Ottawa is 3-for-5 at the free throw line. And the first one is falls for Trammell. Houston Bedford returns to give Jared McNitt his first break of the game. Corey Palmer returns for Granville. Foul line left. It's P.J. Trammell, 2nd of 2. Eyes the rim, sends it, drops it down. 8 points for Trammell. The lead is 19-27-8. It has been a 9-0 run. Actually, yes, it has been a 9-point run for West Ottawa, and they're still into it right now. Right side, Todd Cornett trying to back his way on P.J. Tremel. This is out right side to Sam Cornett, his brother. Triples and scores. Sam Cornett breaks the 9-point run. First points of the quarter for Granville. At 4:30 to go in the first half, it is 27-11. Driving right side shot by P.J. Tremel, no good. And on the loose ball, there's contact and a foul against the Panthers. And a little bit too aggressive is John L. Williams. He picks up his second and the third on the Panthers. 4:26 to go first half, 27-11 West Ottawa. At the half, presented by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, we'll run through the numbers and we'll have the MHSA perspective. JJ's topic tonight, keep your hands to yourself. We'll take a page from the Georgia Satellites for that one at the half. Front court, Todd Cornett. Left side, Sam Cornett. Driving left baseline off Klassen. Two defenders, no. Rebound battled by Sam Cornett and Stanley Brown. It is a tie-up. Alternating possession keeps the ball in Granville's hands. I like the look of this Sam Cornett. He's 6'3", freshman. He's going to fill out a little bit. He's going to be in a tough situation with a Granville program that really needs a lot of work. But he's a building block. I think you can build with a young man like that. Ball deflected off of the hands and into P.J. Tremel, turnover number 8. He'll go to the basket, put off glass. Nobody felt contact and a foul. Young man named Tipton is the one who committed the foul. And so foul line left will be Tremel, where he is 2-for-2, now 3-for-3. The lead is back up to 17. Tony Sock returns to give Jonell Williams a break. Williams with 2 fouls. He'll get a word of instruction from Coach Steve Windemiller before he takes a seat on the bench. Trammell makes them both. He's got 10 of the 29 points. 18-point advantage for West Ottawa at 29-11. 3:43 to go, first half. Sam Cornett Jr. on the right side. Into the lane. Kicks it behind Josh Hamm out of bounds. 9 turnovers now for Granville. 15 points have already been cashed in by West Ottawa, and they're trying to make it 17 or 18 here. It's been the difference in the game. P.J. Tremble walking over the timeline. Tipton is looking at him as he dribbles over the timeline for Granville. Pass for Bedford. Left corner, Ben Smith. Kicks it back to Tremble. Right side, Tony Sock. Lobs it in for Brown. Brown backing in, goes to the basket, draws contact and a holding foul against the Bulldogs. And Brown will go to the line, says referee Lowell Winnie, who's our main man with the stripes tonight. The first foul of the night for Sam Cornett. 9 fouls on Granville. Foul line left, Stanley Brown, the 6'6 senior, drops the first. He's got 3 points. The lead is back to 19, 13-11. Hamm and Todd Cornett sit down. Patrick Pearson, Corey Palmer returns along with Noah Johnson. Second one goes for Stanley Brown. Give him 4. And another 2 points off of turnovers for West Ottawa. Tipton over the timeline for the Bulldogs. To Sam Cornett Jr. His dad, of course, is running the team. And as the entry pass goes to Corey Palmer, he got bopped, says referee George Friday, and he'll make the call. The bopper in that one is Houston Bedford. His first foul, only 4 on the Bulldogs. Quick inbounds goes to Pearson. Between the rings, Noah Johnson. Johnson blows it over the head of Corey Palmer out of bounds. 10th turnover against Granville, only 2 for West Ottawa tonight. Whistle blows, and Sam Cornett says, I need to talk things over. A 30-second timeout. It is a Jackie's Place restaurant timeout. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. at Jackie's Place Restaurant. Detroit Red Wings had a nice win last night against the Florida Panthers. They finally figured out how to beat the man from Flint, Tim Thomas, between the pipes for the Panthers. The 3-1 victory, and the Wings have one more game before the 17-day Olympic break. And the Wings will play in Tampa Bay against the Lightning, managed by one Steve Yzerman, who's more interested right now with the Canadian team in the Sochi Olympics. But it's the Wings and the Lightning tomorrow night following our high school broadcast. 6:40 broadcast time on 1450 WHTC. Two timeouts now burned up by Granville as Brown is between the rings for West Ottawa. They have the basketball trying to crash in on another turnover. Sock between the rings, Brown. Hands it to Trammell. P.J. trying to work on the man-to-man defense. Both teams have been man-to-man throughout the game. 2:32 to go in the first half, and it's 31-11. 20-point lead for West Ottawa, making it a 22-point lead as Brown finger rolls it in. Stanley is 6 all in the quarter. 33-11. Tipton in the front court. Right corner for Johnson. Triples from there. No. Rebound all alone, P.J. Trammell. Granville back defensively. Trammell will bring it over the timeline with a jog. P.J. on the left side trying to work on the double team. Finds Brown inside the arc. Drives the low post left. Brown two defenders. Puts shot up. No good. Rebound. Batted off of the hands of Brown. Nope. They're going to say it went off of Sam Cornett out of bounds. We welcome for the first time tonight Brian Knowles, the 5'11 junior for West Ottawa. Ben Smith, already a season-high 7 points. For the Panthers, he comes off. Josh Hamm returns to replace Patrick Pearson. Manville's burned two of their timeouts so far. Inbounds for West Ottawa. Knowles' first touch of the game is a deep inbounds to P.J. Trammell, who looks back to his coach, Steve Windemiller, who gives him a play. Trammell trying to work on young Tipton. Drives to the left baseline, kicks it out for Brown. Brown backing in on Cornett. Pulls it back to Sock. Left corner now for Knowles. Back to Brown in the lane. Through two defenders. Off of the goal. Off of a wall. He gets off of one man. Puts it in and draws contact and a foul. The foul will be on Hamm. That's his second. Brown with six. With eight all in this quarter. The lead is 24. At 35-11. And Brown has foul line left. Trying to make it a three-point play. Old school, as they say. Sure does. Nice touch on that free throw for Stanley Brown. Darius Morgane, the 6'5 junior, gives Brown a break. And Coach Steve Windemiller is basically emptying his bench. Only a couple of players have not seen action. One probably won't. That's Caleb McNitt. He failed the late fitness test. So he'll probably not see action. It'll give him a little bit of a break here. Grand Rapids Christian comes calling Tuesday night. We'll have that game for you here in West Ottawa on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com at 6:40 Tuesday night. Sam Cornett trying to back in. Pocket pick by Trammell. Turnover. Trammell tries to drive. He got held by Tipton to prevent the basket. Second foul on young Tipton. I think that could have been... I would not have argued if that was an intentional foul called on that situation, but it was not. So Trammell will go to the free throw line trying to cash in on another turnover point. Sure does. PJ has 11. The lead is 26 at 37-11. Second one, Trammell short on the rim, no good. Rebound Granville. Into the front court, Tipton. Left side for Sam Cornett. Fakes the three. And kicks it on the right side for Corey Palmer. He'll triple and score. Corey Palmer's first points is a tray. Both of the... It's now a 37-14 game. That's a 10-point run that was snapped there. For Grand... by West Ottawa, that was snapped by that Granville triple. 35 seconds to go in the half. All West Ottawa tonight, we're not surprised. Morgane, right corner, Bedford. Back to midcourt for Trammell. Steve Windemiller's up, telling his team, pull it back, play the clock, end the half. Trammell still with the dribble. Tipton now gets him close, so Trammell does penetrate and pulls back. 8 seconds left, last play time. Trammell trying to shake and bake on Tipton, trying to use a screen for more gain. Into the circle for Bedford, in for more gain. His shot is rejected by Noah Johnson at the end of the half. Well, it's one thing Granville can build on, but it's been all West Ottawa in the first 16 minutes of this game. At the half, it is West Ottawa 37 and Granville 14. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Time now for At the Half, presented by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, WHTC.com. I'm Gary Stevens. It's been all West Ottawa in the first half as they enjoy a 37-14 advantage in this game. The difference, turnovers, plain and simple. Granville with 11 turnovers in the game, and West Ottawa has made them pay with 20 points off of 11 turnovers unofficially tonight. West Ottawa has only had two turnovers throughout the entire game. And Granville has scored no points off of those turnovers. For the Bulldogs, staring at a 10th loss without a win this season. 4 points for Noah Johnson, 3 for Corey Palmer, 2 for Todd Cornett, also 3 points for Sam Cornett, 2 points for Todd Cornett and Alex Bischoff. Nobody with more than 2 fouls. And Granville just 2 of 3 from the free throw line. For West Ottawa, led tonight by 11 points from P.J. Trammell, 9 for Stanley Brown, 7 for Ben Smith, 6 for Jaron McNitt, and 4 for Jonell Williams. As we mentioned, the Panthers only had 2 turnovers and were 11 of 14 from the free throw line. Panthers trying to do the double tonight, not only for the season as they've won in Granville 3 weeks ago, 58-44, but also the double here in terms of the girls' team, as they scored a 52-37 win here over Granville in the front half of our doubleheader here at West Ottawa High School. Regular feature of high school broadcasts on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Let's look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, John Johnson. He'll take a page from the Georgia Satellites as he talks about keeping your hands to yourself. It's time for JJ's MHSAA Perspective.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going up to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being not that many years removed from having a dating daughter at home, I like the automobile commercial where the father is driving his little girl and her school dance date down the road, playing music to remind them how to behave that evening, finally getting a smarmy, "Okay, Dad, we get it," as they arrive at the door. Now, maybe we need something like that for folks to play in their car as they travel to high school ball games. It's surprising that it hasn't happened more often, but I could not recall ever hearing about a spectator in these parts actually trying to grab an official during a basketball contest when I got the call a couple of weeks ago from a reporter in mid-Michigan. And while the administration of the home team in this instance took quick action in ejecting the spectator from the gymnasium and following up to assure that there would not be a repeat of this occurrence on its dime, it does give us pause to think about the bigger and ever-growing problem of the lack of respect that coaches, players, and especially spectators have for the men and the women in the striped shirts. It takes 3 parties to have a game. While sitting in the stands, we seem to be able to, like it or not, accept or understand what the coaches and the players do, but we can't tolerate for a split second anything other than what we think is perfection from the officials. Hey, officials are human beings too. Mom and dads who have kids in sport, who work at their craft. Unlike those of you in the stands who think that watching officiating experts on televised sporting events gives you the same knowledge of the rules and the mechanics of high school sports and how to apply it all at full speed. I've said it before. Your $5 to attend a high school sporting event, an educational sporting event, gives you the privilege to watch the game and encourage the young people playing it. Nothing more. It is not a license to verbally or physically assault the people who freely give of their time to get down on the playing surface and officiate. I remember being in a town hall meeting some years ago about sportsmanship, and a woman who was the wife of a local basketball coach with a reputation for haranguing on officials as she sat alongside her husband on the bench, asking me what I was going to do about these homer referees, knowing full well that the referee that they had in someone else's gym one night would be their homer in their gym in a week or two. My response was that I would pit the impartiality of any referee in the state of Michigan against anyone sitting up on the stands or on the bench on any given night. Folks, we are going to continue to lose an already graying core of officials and prevent a generation of young people from giving back to the game as referees if we don't stop the disrespect. They've got the courage and the guts to work the game, and you don't. They may not get every call right, but they're trying, just like the players and the coaches. So when it comes to the officials, folks, please, as the Georgia Satellites state so well, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to At the Half on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com, presented by Spectrum Health, Zeeland Community Hospital. Lindsay Mack, Michael's our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for our At the Half feature here at West Ottawa High School, where the host Panthers lead the Granville Bulldogs 37-14, behind 11 points from P.J. Trammell and 9 points from Stanley Brown. 4 points for Noah Johnson, pacing the attack for the visitors. Special event coming up here at West Ottawa High School. Coming up on Wednesday night, it's the West Ottawa High School's Showcase. As courses and clubs on display, we'll be highlighting the most advanced course offerings in West Michigan with 19 advanced placement and 15 international baccalaureate offerings. There'll be award-winning music and art programs for display and over 30 extracurricular clubs and organizations. It's the High School Showcase at West Ottawa coming up this Wednesday, February 12th from 7 to 8 p.m. here in the North Building of West Ottawa High in the main hallway and the cafeteria. For more information, go to PantherPipeline.net/WO Showcase. And there'll be more about this probably when we have the West Ottawa Spotlight. That'll be heard on Monday morning during WHTC in the Morning with Dan Spadafora here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. High school basketball returns tomorrow afternoon from the Holland Civic Center as the Holland High Dutch take on the Holland Christian Maroons in an OK Green showdown. Broadcast time is 4:10 here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And then Tuesday night, join Greg Chandler right back here at West Ottawa High School as the Panthers host the Grand Rapids Christian Crusaders in an OK Conference interdivisional battle. Greg's call for the boys' game will be at 6:40 here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Meanwhile, on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com, it's Saugatuck High Basketball as the Indians will welcome the Decatur Raiders to town. We'll bring you both games, the girls first, the boys second. I'll be on the air at 5:10 for Saugatuck High Basketball this coming Tuesday night on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Coach Steve Windebeller has already brought his West Ottawa Panthers back out onto the court, and we'll be getting the appearance of Sam Cornett's Granville Bulldogs in a moment. At the half, it is West Ottawa 37 and Granville 14. You've been listening to At the Half, presented by Zeeland Spectrum Health, Zeeland Community Hospital. Second half action is next on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We begin the second half with West Ottawa with possession of the basketball, leading by 37-14. Jared McNitt will inbound to P.J. Tremmer. Houston Bedford, Stanley Brown, and Jonell Williams on the rest of the floor as Brown will pop a jumper from inside the arc and get it. And Stanley opens the account for the second half with his 11th point, 39-14. West Ottawa enjoying the advantage. Todd Cornett into the lane. No man's land, has to kick it back out now for Josh Hand. Spun off his hands. He recovers. Then throws it right into the hands of Houston Bedford. Turnover number 12 for Granville. And it's going to be cashed in on a driving layup by P.J. Trammell with 13 points. 41-14. West Ottawa with the lead. And turnover number 13 comes forthwith as Todd Cornett loses the handle of the basketball as he tried to drive the lane. Todd Cornett and Alex Bischoff. Noah Johnson and Josh Hand. Patrick Pearson, the five on the floor for the Bulldogs. Start the second half, the start of the game. Here is Trammell in the lane. Pops, hops, and hits. P.J. Trammell has now 15 points to lead the way. 43-14. Here's a jumper from the left corner by Cornett. It's good. It's inside the arc, so Todd gets his fourth point. 43-16. West Ottawa with the lead. John L. Williams tries to drive around Pearson. Pearson blocks his way and draws the foul. And Patrick's the first player in the books with three for either side. 13 turnovers, 24 points from them. 13 Granville turnovers, 24 West Ottawa points. Brown in the lane. Triple team has to pull it back out for Trammell. Been saying it like Alan Trammell, but it is Trammell. I've been corrected. Here's McNitt. Right side for Pearson off his, pardon me, for Bedford off his hands, but then went off of Pearson's foot out of bounds. George Friday with the call. Brian Hall, Lowell Winnie, and the other men with the whistles tonight. Inbound West Ottawa. To a wide open McNitt, no good. Rebound Brown, offensive fadeaway, no. Rebound snatched away, Noah Johnson. For Granville. Johnson dribbles it over the timeline. Bumped by Trammell. And P.J. picks up his first foul. 6:17 to go, third quarter. All West Ottawa, 43-16. Bischoff will inbound to Pearson. Right side, Noah Johnson. Trying to work on McNitt. To Ham as he tries to drive right baseline. He got pushed off by Stanley Brown. Basically checked it out of bounds, and Brown will pick up the foul. First on Stanley. Second on the Panthers here in the second half. Another crack for Granville. Inbound goes to Josh Ham. Throws it up to midcourt. Hands it to Alex Bischoff. Man-to-man defense employed by the Panthers. Granville in their home whites tonight. West Ottawa in their purples for the Cancer Awareness game. West Ottawa defending the North goal to our left, so Granville's moving from right to left here in the second half. Pearson picks up the dribble on the right wing. Needs some help. Gets in the form of Todd Cornett. Gets through two defenders. High post right. Short jumper is a little bit no good. A little bit short, actually. Rebound Ham, and as Ham going up for the putback, he got hacked and fouled. The foul will go up against Stanley Brown. That's his second. So foul line left will be Josh Hamm. Granville just 2 of 3 from the stripe. Noah Johnson has been shooting all the free throws until Hamm's first of 2, and he breaks it. It has been a long season already for Granville. And the rebuilding is going to take longer than this season has been. Second one dropped for Ham, his first point of the game. 43-8-17, West Ottawa with a 26-point lead. Trammell, front court, Williams, gets it to Williams. Underneath for Brown as he tries to drive, he touched the baseline. Turnover West Ottawa, only the third of the game. And Williams got a nice dish from Trammell. Had a two-on-one dish to Brown, but instead of taking it to the basket, Brown tried to dribble once, and you get more trouble that way. Here is Pearson. His shot is no good as he drove. Rebound Brown for West Ottawa. Trammell kicks it to McNitt, left side. He reset the offense. McNitt. Jared McNitt. His pocket pick by Todd Cornett. Fourth turnover against West Ottawa. Granville hasn't scored on any of them yet. Let's see if Bischoff does. Triple try right side. No. Rebound. Trammell. And we have a pushing foul against Granville on the loose ball situation. Or is it against... No, it's going to be on Trammell. Trammell pushed off to get the carom. So Trammell now with two fouls. Sam Cornett, Corey Palmer come in. And they'll give Pearson and Johnson a break for the Bulldogs. Corey Palmer, right side, Todd Cornett. Bischoff, left side, Sam Cornett. Fakes the three. He's got a 6'3 player on him. Right side, triple try by Alex Bischoff. Got it! Five for Bischoff. 43-20. The first points off turnovers for West Ottawa tonight. And with that fact, we get a timeout called by West Ottawa's Steve Windemiller. His first timeout. It'll be a full 60-second timeout. And it is indeed a Jackie's Place restaurant timeout. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. at Jackie's Place Restaurant on Chicago Drive between Howland and Zeeland. Why do they officiate? They tonight being Lowell Winnie, George Friday, and Brian Hall. Well, some officiate for the love of the sport, while others officiate simply because they love being around kids. Some just got sick and tired about complaining about officials, and, well, they did something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call the MHSAA or go to MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. 4:25 to go, third quarter. It's been all West Ottawa in this OK Red battle against the Granville Bulldogs. They lead by 23, 43-20 against the visiting Granville Bulldogs. And West Ottawa will inbound at midcourt after Steve Windemiller's first time out of the game. Three timeouts left for Granville, four for West Ottawa. McNitt, Jarrett trying to find somebody open. Cross-court on the inbounds to Johnson. Underneath pass for Brown, deflected out of bounds by Noah Johnson. John L. Williams with the dish. And it'll be maintained by the Panthers. Baseline inbounds offensive for West Ottawa. Purple jerseys tonight. Violet jerseys with white numerals for West Ottawa. Normally they wear the black and white. McNitt hands it over now for Houston Bedford. To Trammell as he tries to drive left side. He got held up. And the foul is called on that violation. Noah Johnson will become the first player with three fouls on either side. Two fouls against the Bulldogs in the second half. Janelle Williams will inbound in for Stanley Brown as he got the entry pass in the lane. He got two time and beaten up a little bit. Second foul on Cornett, Sammy Cornett. Three fouls on the Bulldogs. System triple by Jared McNitt. Left side, no good. Rebound Alex Bischoff for Granville. Bischoff into the lane. Kicks it right corner for Johnson. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jonell Williams. And it'll be maintained by the Bulldogs. Baseline inbounds for Alex Bischoff. Deep inbounds to Josh Hamm, 6'3 seed. The freshman, Sam Cornett. His pocket was picked as he drove the lane. Ball stolen away. Houston Bedford for West Ottawa. Trammell. Brown, top of the circle. He'll stop and pop. Back of the rim, no. Long rebound. Trammell's got it. Goes to the right baseline. Kicks it over now for Bedford. Back for McNitt. He'll swing and reset the offense between the rings. Left side for Trammell. P.J. trying to shake and bake off of Bischoff. Goes into the lane through two defenders. His one-hander is no good. Rebound Hamm for Granville. Tries to outlet out for Bischoff. He does. But he loses, pardon me, for Noah Johnson. He loses control of the ball. Last touch by Jared McNitt. It'll be maintained by Granville in the front court. 3:19 to go, third quarter. 43-20. West Ottawa leads Granville. We'll get some substitutions now. Patrick Pearson replaces Ham for Granville. Tony Sockin, Braden Carl, Ben Smith will come in. McNitt and Trammell stay on the floor for West Ottawa. Inbounds for the Panthers. Corey Palmer to Bishop. Around Trammell into the lane. Double payoff pump and got it. Alex now has 7. 43-22. West Ottawa is down to 21. Down by 21. Well, nice dish on the feed to Tony Sock. He'll lay it up and in. Trapping defense in West Ottawa. Burn Granville on that one. First two for Tony. 45-22. Triple top of the circle by Bischoff. No good. Rebound offensive for Pearson. He draws contact in the fouls. He tries to put it right back up. The foul will go against Braden Carl. First for Braden. 5 already for the Panthers. Foul was ruled to be on the floor, so it's an inbound for Granville. Here's Pearson driving left baseline, but finger roll doesn't go. Rebound, Braden Carl for West Ottawa. Jared McNitt in the front court for the Panthers. Foul line extended right, trying to use a screen from Braden Carl. Kicks it back for Ben Smith. Smith, high post right, flips it to Sock. Left side, Trammell. Man-to-man defense been employed by both teams tonight. Trammell gets around two defenders, still to the baseline, headed blocked, pulls it back out now for Braden Carl. Almost stolen at midcourt, and then he draw, and Steve Windemiller says, I don't want my player to have too many problems. He'll call a 30-second timeout with 2:12 to go here in the third quarter, and the Panthers leading at 45-22. Reminder, we'll bring you Hope College basketball on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7theband.com tomorrow afternoon from DeVos Fieldhouse as the Albion Britons come in to take on Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman, flying high atop of the MIAA standings with only one loss in conference play, but that was at the Albion as Dakota Kazin of Saugatuck led the Britons to the victory. And so it's payback time. Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince will bring you all of the action of Hope College basketball against Albion, 2:40 tomorrow afternoon on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7theband.com. After the 30-second timeout is over, West Ottawa just promptly threw it into the hands of Sam Cornett on the steal. He'll drive and score. Cornett with 5. 45-24, again a 21-point lead. Here's a drive by Trammell, no good. On the driving layup, ball on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. The alternating possession will give the ball right back to Granville. Ham returns for the Bulldogs to replace Pearson, who has 3 fouls. Noah Johnson also with 3 fouls on the bench for Granville. Nobody with more than 2 for West Ottawa. Into the front court, Alex Bischoff plays catch with Corey Palmer. Now it's Sam Cornett. Dribbles left side in front of his father, the coach of the team, Sam Cornett Sr. Gets it to his brother, Todd Cornett. And to Bischoff, trying to shake and bake on Johnson. Sam Cornett. Into the right corner for Palmer. Triple from there. No. Rebound, Braden Carl, West Ottawa. 1:08 to go, third quarter. All Panthers. 45-24. Trammell walks it over the timeline, gets a nice pick, drives into the left corner, dishes it out for McNitt. Sock to Smith. Drives, doesn't get it. Rebound deflected, and we're going to get a foul, and the loose ball is Braden Carl battled. And the foul will go against the Bulldogs. Well, it'll be... No, they're going to call it a tie-up situation. So an alternating position gives the ball to the Panthers. Janelle Williams back in. Inbounds for Ben Smith with a hook and a score. Ben Smith with 9. That's a season high already for him. 47-22. West Ottawa by 25. tie up on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession on the paint in the offensive zone for Granville. They'll keep possession with 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's been all West Ottawa on this one. Inbound goes to Palmer. Triple from the left side. No. Back of the rim. Battling for the rebound. Jump ball. Another jump ball. Carl and Ham. And the arrow goes West Ottawa's way. Half a minute to go, third quarter. Granville will put some pressure on. Janelle Williams dribbles it. Pass for Sock out of bounds. Last touch by Tony. And that's a turnover against West Ottawa. They had only two turnovers in the first half and four here in the third quarter alone. Todd Cornett pulls it back with 13 seconds to go in the quarter. And Granville will play for one shot.